think it's relevant to many people in the room, well, certainly relatives of people in the room, speaking of myself, as far as relatives, is contact lenses, which was made a big tumult a number of years ago when it hit the fan, this discussion. See, in the Sefer Aruch HaShabbat, that's where it came up initially. We shall see what it says. Okay. So watch. We learned yesterday that when it comes to Or, we do not apply the principle of Shiraso Zel Kibusa. Fine. He throws in a Chiddush, no source. On the Ein Lishros as a Or, B'mayim Shemuravim B'hem Chomrei Nikui. Water. It's true. In the case of the Gemara, it's water as far as to the best of my knowledge with this week's parasha with Dam Chatas. As it comes up, when it comes to a beggar and Shabbos, he can't put B'mayim, in the Mishnah Kukman Reis, Shriyos is Eki Busa. Water. But if it's not water, it has some kind of soap in it or other cleansing ingredients, then all bets are off. Even when it comes to oil, it might be a problem. Who said so? Where did it come from? Who said so? The biggest rabbi in history. Rabbi Cain Mistaber. Have you heard him? Chief Rabbi. Rabbi Cain Mistaber. Now, if it's Mistaber, so it's Mistaber. It's hard to argue with Rabbi Cain Mistaber. If you know that it's true, well, I'm not convinced that it's true. I'm not saying it's not true. But to me, it's not such a great story. Why is it Mistaber? Tlomotzinu heta shri al b'mayim. V'lo b'chamri niku eshativam lahomas sashumnim o lahalban esaksamim. Okay, now you're talking. Rav Karelitz said so. He's a great man. He said so. But I'm not convinced it's true. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just not convinced it's true. On this basis, Rav Osai, look what happens. Ein lishros adshos magarakos, soft contact lenses, benozel nikui. With a kind of a solution, which is meant to cleanse. Open nozel shriya shemurabo nozel nikui. As he just said before, in Sif, as he said earlier. Okay? Umuta lishrosa benozel shriya shalomurabo nozel nikui. Look at the footnote. Okay? Let's take a look at the footnote. A lengthy footnote, Rabbo, say every word is important. Hatam lesser as shriya sadosh benozel nikui mishum. Dirty it, okay. Even if you'll say it's treated as R, he's not convinced of that either. Shein isul l'shrosa b'mayim, mikol makom, osul l'shrosa b'takshirei nikud. Period. Okay. Well, inyan shriya sadashos, but also shriya shein b'chom enikui. We'll see that later. Look what he said in Sof HaSeva Simen Hei. He gives you a brief summary. We'll see the long thing too. Torah v'advarmu. Sheesh mokom lodon imdin adashos ha'elu kedin or shein bo isur shriya. He's not sure whether we should treat the contact lenses as leather. Why they like leather? Sherei domo sein l'or. Why? Shekashere michutz l'mayim. Hey, miskashos v'nasos kiplastic. Comes like plastic, comes hard. V'gami evshel is soft on mea nozel shemen. You can't squeeze out. Is that correct? What's soft lenses in? Can you squeeze the liquid out of it? Not really. Okay, din begin. Raise like a begin. Shesh me to shriya. Why? Wash it like a begin. Shriya adoshos el sof gos mayim v'kamus gedola li'itim af yosem yor. Claiming, we'll see that later in detail, that these soft lenses will absorb more water in them than even leather absorbs. Wow. Let's assume, for argument's sake, we treat it like leather, azai. L'chora ain iso l'shrosa b'nozel zeh shedino k'mayim in iso shriya. But it's just a plain water-type solution. We should say, no shriyosu kibusa to come to lower mafurshi gemara. Him tinsalom mashadina kibeget. Oh, let's assume worst case scenario. We treat it like a garment. Why? Because it absorbs so much water. Mikomakom kvan is barley el sif choftes shitas ri, which we spend a lot of time discussing. Shebebeged naki ein isushriya kasher ein miskavel nakol. So it's our pshat, not the two separate terms. We'll come to it, but it's one big heter. There's no, like the Mishnah Berura said, there's no isushriya if it's clean when it's not a kavana to cleanse it. The kevin sheikar psak alafu kashita zu. That's how we most rishonim hold. So we think. Rak lechumra chosha sharama. She is a man of time. Shlo hiter b'derech lichluch. What? There's a word missing, you know? Alright. Shlo hiter ele b'derech lichluch. Am I right, Rabosa? Just pretend I like to make corrections in the Torah, which I've been printed for 10 years and no one ever paid attention. Is there a second edition to the Sefer? I'm just curious. Am I right? Is there an obvious word missing? Right? Shalom hitter. No, he's not the derech lichur. Shalom hitter ele b'derech lichur. Rabosa, is there an address here to write a comment? If I'm right, tell me if I'm right or wrong. But if I'm right, we should write him a letter. We'll send him an email. There's an address, two addresses. There's Saratsky and Rechov Scholzman, and both in Yerushalayim. Maybe it's just so much to write him a letter that maybe the word ele missing. I have the first edition. Tavshin Sama Gimel, more than 10 years old. I think it's been reprinted since then, has it not? Can you check the new edition and see if you have a new edition? What edition? What is it you're saying in the first page?
Same as yours.
Tavshin Sama Gimel.
The year.
Front page. Literally the first page, in the bottom, what does it say? Mine says Tavshin Sama Gimel. Tavshin Sama Gimel? Well, it wasn't reprinted. But if it was, unless I'm making a mistake, you check it out for me, okay? I think the word El is missing. It's a mitzvah. Some people don't pay attention. Rabosa, safer slash book of mine just came out at Bishul, and somebody from the yeshiva said you did two mistakes. He was right in both. I wrote it, and it was read and proofread and copyread and edited. Mistakes are mistakes. It's nothing wrong to make a mistake. You should try to correct it. It's coming out another edition. I think the word El is missing. Okay. Lo hit ele b'derech lichluch. L'chein yesh mochel mitzarev kan es asvara shedin adosh ele kedin or okay, to be made. Od yesh losif. Shadosh os tunos nikum b'shtei sibos. Rebbe also said, those who have lenses, listen carefully. I don't know if you even realize this. Aleph. Avak. What's avak, Rebbe also saying? Come on. Dust. V'lichluch ha'alulin lidovek bohen. It's dusty. Right? The surface gets dusty, so you can't see clearly. Base, chelbonim. What is what chelbonim means?
Proteins.
How do you know that? It's good. I don't know what it meant.
Every Israeli product.
Really? So you know more than me. Good. I didn't realize that. It means proteins. Okay. Chelbonim, hamufrashim mehaayin. Proteins come out of the eye. V'nichnasim ba'adashos. They get into the lens. Uma'achirim osan. They somehow cloud it, dirty it. So he says the following two leniencies. Ulein ha'avak mistabesh ein bo yisa shriya klal. Why? Kevan she'eno dovuk mamish ladoshos rak munach aleihen. It's only, Rabosai, on top. It's not absorbed in. It's on top. I figured out what he meant. Rabosai, I'll show you later what I was mechamed to what he said. Open up Yemish Nebrua to Simon Shin Beis, Sivkot and Zayin. Here you can't tell from what he writes. Afterwards, there's a brief synopsis. But we're going to see in a minute. He wrote a great letter at the end of the Sefer. But I figured it out, Baruch Shekivanti, to get to understand what he was driving at. They were driving at. Shin Beis, Mishnah Berurah Zayin, on page 172, typical edition. It says, Avamuta lahasir ha-notzos min ha-beged b'shabbos. You're allowed to remove feathers from a garment on Shabbos. Zayin, Mishnah Berurah. She'ein zedomu l'libum. It's not absorbed within the garment as water and dust or dirt are. It's on top. A feather falls in your garment. It's on top. It's the surface dirt. You can take it and pull it off. He's claiming, Rabosi, over here that if there's any dust on top of your contact lens, it's surface dust. And surface dust, Rabosi, should be no problem. That's reason number one. Chelbon, They consult with experts. Shenozel shriya she'ein bochom enikui. Typical liquid that has no special added ingredients. Eino menake osin klam enachal bonim. Just whatever proteins are in the lens will be in the lens before you put it in the water. And after you put it in the water, it's not going to leave. Then it should be okay. L'chein horu, Rabbi Vosner, Rabbi Karelitz. The muta lishus is adoshus binozel shriya shalomur bochom enikui. Rabbi Yashiv is more strict. What does he require? To put the adoshos mib'olyom before Shabbos. Put it in the water just before Shabbos. Take it out just before Shabbos. Ozu mata l'shros and v'shabbos b'nozo shriya shein b'chom anikoy. Look at the shumas at the end, Rabbi Osai. Okay, so we had so far, we got a bit of a head start to see what he's going to say later on to analyze it in much more detail as we shall see in a moment. So this is the short version that he has concerning the contact lenses, and he refers you to his longer version of Osa. The longer version starts over here. Let's see what it says. Okay, this is the Tshuva again. It starts here. Watch this. Shriyat adashot magara kot benozel nikui b'shabbat. May you put soft lenses in a solution on Shabbos. So it gives you this kashos, they're hard and they're soft. They're both in this room. Who wears or wore or knows someone who wears hard lenses? Raise your hand. Who wears or wore or knows someone who wears soft lenses? Raise your hand. So obviously, the soft lenses are much more popular these days than the hard lenses. I guess the people who are used to the hard lenses keep them, but those who are first getting into it are probably more into the softer version. So what happens? They're made from something called polymer. Is that the right word? Yeah? And the different ways. The hard ones almost absorb zero liquid. The soft ones absorb between 38% and 70%. Okay? I don't know what that means exactly percent for the moment. But okay. So the question will be, they tell you in the instructions, if you're not throwing it out, every night you should put it in some cleansing solution, which has two goals. What are they? To get rid of the dirt and the tears, which are, they include microscopic mizahamin, and we make it called an infection, chas v'shalom, and the sfogim v'sochal adash, which are absorbed into the holes within the lens, and the protein, proteinim, which are found in the tears, and can cause the lens to get dirty. Im lo yanakum osam v'meshach, it's important now, kama yamin. Rabbi says that there's no need for the perspective of cleanliness to do it every single night. I think the main point is shmiral rakut adasha. If you leave it out, it's going to get hard. You ever forget to put? You ever happen to you had the soap? You just put it down. You didn't put it in water. What happens? It gets hard, right? You can't use it anymore as you soak it afterwards or something like that, right? So you have to put in. Forget cleanliness. You got to keep it soft. I just noticed, I never put on a contact lens, but I know other items. You leave it in the water, it stays soft. You leave it out, it gets hard. If you want it to stay soft, you got to put it into the water. Bilvazos, you have to wash it up, rub it a little bit with your fingertips, sosas balls, to get rid of any dirt that may be on the top. Now, there's a question the following. Shriyasa de kibuso. Kibus, when you go like this. And schita, three problems. And it's tens of thousands of people. And they say, no, don't. Has anyone in this room ever slept with contact lenses in? Raise your hand. Is it good or bad? Bad, right? You forgot to take it out or something like that. No one does it on purpose, right? No one sleeps with it on purpose. You do?
I used to.
It never affected you?
Not terribly.
But your eye doctor said it's okay?
It depends on the type of contact.
So he didn't say you have to take it out.
He said for a couple of weeks. I went to a different eye doctor that said that it's not good.
Not good. So we have a cloud. We comes to health. We try to go to chumra, but it never. But it didn't affect. You know, get no infections. Well, they're good. So we know at least somebody got away with it. So it's important. But it was soft lenses, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Watch. Okay. If you don't put it into the nose ale, yisyapshu, they'll dry up. V'yipogmu, it's going to get ruined. See, quote Sigmar and Zvachim, we know. It was Chazi yesterday, Shia, a little bit. Thursday, Shia. The idea of Shiras is a kibusa. When it comes to Or, Rabosai, we said Or kosher, Shiv Shiv Or is also been Rabbana. Or Rach, it may be Midaraisa. That's the Chiddush of the Be'alacha. You know, the Gemara said you need Kiskus, which we don't have, but the Rambam sheet is. And maybe we backed out from that Gemara. Remember when Rava backed out yesterday Shia, Thursday Shia. When Rava said Tos and Biyadi, he just backed out of the last little thing he said, but of the whole sugya, backed out down from point A, but point B, and point C, and I added point D, which was a kibusa. But the Ralacha himself added B and C, and I wanted to add D. Okay, fine. Okay? Yimishafsho Agaba Mitzarecha is a problem. So therefore, Rabosai, why is it that this kelim, you wash dishes, what's the problem? Why is it different? They're kosher vein amolim. So we treat the lichluch as munach agaben, there's no libun, Rabosai. I can wash a dish, because it'll be so the mishnah berurah siv kon zayin. If a feather falls on my suit, it's no problem. Because it's on top, not in. So if I have a dish and it has grease and fat, dirt, whatever, it's all on surface, doesn't get in. Oh. So therefore, ain't Yisrael Liban by Dashas Koshos, B'Sharad HaShrosim B'Shav V'Mashah. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he's saying that when it comes to hard lenses, there's no problem. That is a Chiddush, he says over here. It's Mut not only the Shrosan, because he don't say Shiros the Gebusa when it comes to or Kosher, but even Shivshim is Mut. Perhaps Kiskus not. But the question is whether the Mishnah Berurah will agree to this. For those who maybe weren't here yesterday, and for those who were, let's review a little bit. The Bi'ur Halacha are both sides. Simon Shin Beis, Sif Tes. The Mechaber says, Aval Chapso, the Hainu Shemeshav Sheif, Tzido Ze Al Ze. Oh, only problem is if it's Meshav Sheif, Tzido Ze Al Ze. That's going to be awesome. Okay? Now, he doesn't discuss over here what'll be if you just rub it a little bit, but not zel zeh. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here on Sifkot Mem Aleph, you get an impression that stam kibus, there's no problem. Look at Berloch, he says, Dash Rabbi Das Harbe Poskim, is an Easter even when it comes to Kiskus V'Alma. Only Shifshuch is allowed. Let's create. So you get an impression that even if this is not necessarily the case, on both sides. This word, Rabosai, is not so simple. We view this same as a big machmir, but here he's Mekel, he says, there's no shaila. Of the Shavshman B'Shabbos, not so posh. But this Mishnah Berurah, even if it's or kosher B'Pshuto, might be a shaila of the Shavshman B'Shabbos. Those who want to look at the long Bi'ur Halacha, not going to be the entire thing, just a little bit. He says, Dvarim, this is those who, how can I point it out to you? It's about the 10th wide line in hit page 176 in Bilach. Varm shamat lefnechem tosin biyodi, shekoy gam al kol asugi hanal. Okay? Goes on everything which came before. And therefore what? Is it Isa de Rabbanon, kibus blokiskus birakin, o afilu kiskus bikoshin le Rabbanon? I think my thought is had the gamma. According to the Maskana, maybe ain lechalek ben koshin lerakin ula olam osa b'drabana. Now he said before, Rabosai, that when it came to rakin, just the line before, when it came to rakin, what did he say? That presumably there would be an iser of not only of kiskus, but even of what we call in our language shivshuf. So now he's saying at the end, there's no distinction between a rocking and kushin. It might lead to a conclusion. Maybe it's not necessarily true. Maybe even shivshuf, which is plain nuts like this. That's kiskus. But it's just like this, that's shimshuf. I mean, that might be even a problem when it comes to even to kashim, if there's no distinction. Because Rambam never made a distinction between kashim and rakim. It's all the same. That's how it's all built up from yesterday.
A
beg is even worse. A beg at shriyas is a kibusa. He's all talking about or. The whole thing is talking about or.
Right, but the case of Patrick was probably.
You're saying it's even more chomer. Because it's treated like begging. That we could. But not hard ones. Talk about the hard ones. Hard ones, he says, is treated like or kasha for sure. Therefore, the shros and butter for sure that I mask him to. He said, the shav shafon is not 100% sure. I must tell you that I'm seeming like I'm a cold korb of midbar because Rav Moshe is against me. Rav Moshe, we saw yesterday in Shia and Igor Moshe seemed to say that the hard plastic table cloth should be no problem whatsoever. The whole idea is to do shif shif. And he seems to be saying the same thing. I don't know, the way I read the Bir Halacha, and maybe I'm reading it wrong, I mean, we should all read it together. Let's read it together. Why should you trust me? Maybe I should bow my head and give in. Rav Moshe is against me, the Chasham is against me. So let's read it together. Okay? Let's chazer again. Not the entire Bir Halacha, but just the main point. The main point, Rabbo says as follows. The main point is as follows. Take from the top, the first wide line. Rav Ava Azal Tame, Amar Liel, Kibbus Lo Kiskus, Lav Klumu, Mutal the Gamre. That's what he said. Only Kiskus. Rav Papa says, no, it's not true. It's not true. Kibbus Biodayim, Asabad Rabbanon, without Kiskus. So Rav says, you're right. The whole thing is Taz and Biyadi. Only Shikshuk is okay. But Kibbus is also the Rabbanon. So it comes out of Kibbus is also with Rabbanon, Rabbosai, without Kiskus, what's with the Rif left it out, the Rush left it out, and Mechelo Hevi, I'm the fifth white line, the Chalib ben Orach of Rakosha, he said the Rabbanon ain't Chiluk, no distinction. So he put two and two together. Or Rach and Kosha is the same, Kibbus and Kiskus is the same. So it comes out that Kibbus, without Kiskus, even Shifshu, but Or Kosha is Usher. That's what he says over the Rambam. He says by sandals, kosher, shich shuch muta, the kibus also the rabbanon, stam kibus hafila believe shif shuf. That I don't know what that means. It means believe kiskus. Kiskus. What does the word shif shuf mean? Maybe he says. Again. Again, the word shifshuf is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval chavso d'hayna shemeshav sheif sido zel zeh. That's what it means. Maybe the people, these gedolim, are interpreting the word of meshav sheif in the Bir Halacha to be only zel zeh. That's not how I read it. Because he himself said that there's those who say in Isser, even the kibbutz v'alma without shifshuf zel zeh. So that's the point over here. I still think I'm right, I must tell you. Even though I seem to be going up against Rav Moshe, going up against Rav Shabbos, that only, it seems to me, I'd like you to read it yourself and tell me if you think I'm wrong, that even if it's Tartal and Tevusa, it's Shif Shif without Kiskus, and it's Kosher as opposed to Rach, it's still awesome with Rabban. That's how I read this whole piece, in which case this is not so suffer, it's not so poshut, that Shif Shif should be Mutter if it's even if it's considered to be our kasha. He's pointing it out again. Vaita. Now, Rabosai, you put it into nozel nikui, kibus gamur. But you don't say, shrasa kibuso, it's such a thing. That's what he claims. We quoted from Karel, it's never proved it. So what size do they have? It's called polymer. Okay? And it can absorb. So the question is, what's the difference between beged and or? What's the fundamental difference? We don't know. And depending on what it is, we'll be able to realize what the status of a contact lens should be. Should be treated like a garment? Should be treated like leather? Aleph is the most obvious ones. Oros, lo bolu nozlum. Only absorbs a little bit. These bogodim absolutely absorb. Quanto a mumcheh, the belia of nose and ba'or is between 0 and 55%, depending upon the kind of leather. Okay. Where do you find such a concept? There's no iser eschid de daraisa. Why? Because it doesn't absorb. Okay? And that's why there's no gzeira shema yisrael when it comes to leather. Fine. That's reason number one. Second reason, fascinating. He says when it comes to a garment, the normal way is to do shiv-shuv one or the other. Okay? You can suggest maybe if it's normal to do kiskus, then they ask a shiv-shuv. But oros, when they never were rogil, so they never asked it. And three, since the leather is more tzafuf, it takes much longer for any kind of soaking it to do anything, so it doesn't really accomplish much because you're not going to leave it there for that long. Three possible distinctions. Now with that, we're not sure which criterion is correct. What about the soft lens? If it's that leather doesn't absorb, no, soft lens absorb. So it'll be us even to put it in water. Wow. But he says, it looks like plastic or nylon. You should stop it. We should treat it like ore anyway. And the other svaras we said earlier, we should treat it like beged, not like ore, but since it looks like plastic, maybe we have the same suffix. They went to a discussion by the mumchim. They wasn't able to figure it out exactly, etc. So we're not exactly sure. Okay. But nose on nikui wants just also with the raisa. Why? Kevin should be pole on nose on manakas or as a libun gomu. That's the case. He wants to suggest that the soft lens should be the same as leather and you can't put nose on nikui. Again, that's assuming he's right. But he says you don't see the dirt. Who was there yesterday? We had their Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the entire content of Libun is Chazusa. What you see? What is that expression in America? What you don't see won't hurt you. In this case, it's true. If you don't see the dirt, it's not visible to the naked eye. It's not Chazusa. So there's no Issa Daraisa to get rid of it. Maybe not even Issa Darabanan to get rid of it because you can't see it. Oh, not so pasha though. Why? This is what he says. Im lo yanaku also the meshech tkufa shel kama yamim tehafech adashel yos achura oz alichu kiyenikar. Okay, I agree. So far, I agree with the fact. But his punchline is not necessarily true. Look what he writes. If you leave it for a few days, it'll be too dirty to use as a contact lens. V'yim ken, he suggests. Kevon sha'odno ha'manake. You don't want to get cloudy and dirty. Why should this word? Shalo yitztaber. What's yitztaber? What does that word mean? What's the tzavur mean? Pile up. Right? Shouldn't pile up. The yachir es adosha. Umistabet feish yesh mezem shemalabe. Maybe it's not the raisa. Because right now you can't see it. If you ask me, should we put it for this reason? I want to be a bigger maker than he. What do you mean? Right now you can't see it. Yes, the expert tells you if you leave it for 3 days or 4 days or 5 days. Wait a minute. Have you kept your in for a week? Probably for a week you left your left lens in? And it didn't get dirty?
It got slightly uncomfortable in the morning.
It got uncomfortable, but your sight, you could see clearly? Wasn't cloudy and dirty?
Special lenses. I was able to see.
What do you mean special lenses?
I mean, I even go for a few days in my daily contacts sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't have much of an issue.
Yeah. So you see what you're saying? You go for a few days, maybe even a week, and it doesn't affect your vision. So I want a taina. If that's the case, right now I'm pronouncing what's there, the power invested in me, I'm pronouncing them invisible. The dirt is invisible. right as invisible, what kind of Yisrael Malabin is there? You can't see it. Ah, you wouldn't be able to see it in 3 days, in 7 days. Who cares? What's it, Ben Sora Mora? Hashem Sofa? What is this? Right now you can't see it. You can't see it. It's invisible. It's invisible. Shouldn't know it's a That's what I want to say. He's going against me. He's saying that since it's going to be visible in a week, so even right now, that I, even though I can't see it, I'm mash of it. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case at all. What about saline solution? Look at that. S-A-L-I-N-E. Okay? Is that what you use? Who uses saline solution? Nobody?
Once there's someone else around, if I know there's dirt, but someone can't see it,
it should be butter.
It's not, it should be much better
clean it. Nothing, you're not cleaning anything, there's nothing there, it's invisible.
Well, so it's something I notice.
But if you see the dirt, it might be a problem. But it's invisible, people don't see it in one day. Now, so what's the purpose of the saline solution? Shmiras rakus adashav lo nikuya. You're trying to keep it soft, you're not trying to cleanse it. Ain't derech b'nei adam lishros b'nozol zeh kashay munyonim l'nakas ha-sa'adosha. Now, Rabbi, I got the impression from everyone in the room who's using contact, you have only one kind of contact. You only have one kind of solution. Is anyone in this room who has two different solutions in the house? One for cleansing, one for solving? We don't bother.
Do.
You have two?
Yeah. I have one for your wedding and one for cleaning.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. You're my perfect. Thank you for volunteering. Now, yes, Rafi, I'm sorry.
I just had a question about what you were saying before, that only the person wearing it sees the dirt. That, right, that's what you're, that only
well, no one else sees the dirt. It's not the contact, it's in your eye. No one can see it.
Right.
But if you can see it, it's a problem.
But it's not just that you can see it. The only reason you can see it is because it's so close to your eye.
Like, exactly.
If I looked at someone's shirt, it could look also dirty if I put it.
Oh, he's saying a peep for a vote. Rafi is suggesting a bigger cooler than them all. Because even if after a week, and I it's clouding my vision, as long as it's in my eye. The same as if you put it on a surface, you wouldn't be able to see it at all. That's a chiddush. That's a fascinating coolant. Suggesting there's never going to be a problem of leaving by contact lenses, but you're never going to see the dirt to the naked eye. It's only if it's in your eye. Psh, I'm not sure it's true. it's a chiddush gadol. Maybe it's true. If it's true, then it solves all of our problems. But throw into the mix. It's a good svar. I'm not sure.
Is that different
than Rabbi Asher Weiss? See, Rabbi Asher Weiss would come out of the Chumra over here. Because Rabbi Asher Weiss says, it all not in our context, his general mahalach is, does it affect you or doesn't affect you? This affects you. It affects your real life. You can't use it as a lens. That's why I would not so quick to accept Rafi's svar. Oh, but now we have Menachem. So Menachem, you're wearing regular glasses today, no?
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
He
doesn't wear it at all. Okay. But when you wear your contacts, what determines whether you put it into a plain solution or a cleansing solution? What determines?
A rewetting solution? Like, even if they start bothering me, it means they're dried out. They just drop. So
you put it in the rewetting solution?
Yeah.
When do you put it in the cleansing solution?
At the end of the day.
End of the day? People take it out in the middle of the day?
No.
I thought it's only taken out at night.
Every contact.
Does anyone take out lenses in the middle of the day? I thought it was only at night.
The thing is saying if it irritates him, then he uses
it. If it irritates him, it's a problem. Yeah. But if your eyes do not irritate you,
okay, don't
do anything. You leave it on all day. You take it off at night. When you take it off at night, which solution do you put it in?
The cleansing.
Why? To get it clean.
Yeah.
Okay. So you always use a cleanser. Ah, you have another one. So why don't you try using the other one?
The other one's dropped.
Oh, it's not a solution.
No,
you don't have two solutions.
So
there are no two solutions. So he only has one solution, and he has a drop. I want to know if someone has. Sorry, I thought you were my. You were a solution to my problem. But now you're not. I want to know someone who has two solutions, and why he picks one day does this, and one day does that. I'm looking for someone like that, and he's going to. And hopefully, he's going to answer me. And a typical day, I need to soften it, I'll put it in the regular solution. I want to cleanse it. I'm putting a cleansing solution. And if that's the case, since most people don't want to bother with two solutions, we have to remember exactly yesterday, it keeps cashman. We all have cleansing solution, given our main intention of the average day, just to soften it. Mainly, we have to do the cleansing once in a while. That's my take of reality. If it,
So my doctor said that the cleansing solutions don't actually cleanse. If I want to cleanse, I should rub it.
Look at that. So doesn't work. It doesn't work, that's great. There's no problem on Shabbos, it doesn't work. Okay, that's great. Okay, so we'll see. Okay, let's see what happens. So he says, if it's like beged, so then it's going to come out, and shrosa kibuso. No, the re, again, the re says there's no dirt on it, Rabosai. So you mean, wow, watch this bold. If you put it, the soft lenses, in the water, plain water, v'yiskavnu lehedya, bold, ach v'rak l'mataras shmiras rakas adoshu l'mataras nikun. Hilni mukhan amuzuman, to put my contact lens in the saline solution with the exclusive kavana to keep it soft, believe shum kavana to cleanse it. If you put it in a star, the proper dose of the same on every Friday night. Then, yesh kan umdina the muchach, sherotza rak the matara shmir shrakas adosha, sherayim roya rotza lakas hayim ishtamish bechor manigun, fisher rogas mozachol. He's talking about the no one in this room has that. They have two different solutions. But if he's putting it in the non-cleansing solution, it's obvious he's not meant it for cleansing. Can it be dasari? Says ahead. I want to say beyond it. Even if I only have the fancy solution, it's not my intention. He has a sheet that doesn't matter. It's not my intention. Because you don't say, shriyasu kibusa's mutter. You don't say shriyasu mutter and or if it's a cleansing solution. I'm not sure he's even right. Corella, I'm not sure it's even right. That's where he's going. Aye, there'll be some little bit of proteins taken away. No, the re only acid, a bigger nucky, the miscavin, the hedge of the knuckles, not in a miscavin, even though it's the secretion of the nichole. We spoke with this a long time ago. I am in a tom acid, and we should be choices for him. The Ika, we pass like the Re, look at the Grub, the Mishnebura, Re'alocha, and since we're not sure if it's considered to be Or Beged, so we can rely on the Re. And the Miskav and the Niku, Yishmeyam and the Roshim, Yishmeyam and the Mishnah, Midaka Regila, Masachol, Ben the Mishnah, Mishmeyam and the Now, that may not be a Shinu for a guy who doesn't even own a Niku cleansing solution. And both sides, is there anybody in the world who has contact lenses and who only owns saline solution and does not own cleansing solution? Probably nobody, because that's going to get dirty after a few days or a week. So everybody needs to have cleansing solution. My guess is in America, the Reich of Medina, once you have cleansing solution, you're not going to store up saline solution. Why have to bother changing? It's ridiculous. So you all, even if we have the cleansing solution, doesn't mean we're trying to cleanse it on a typical day. We're just trying to soften it. Can't they really? Now, they claim it doesn't get rid of the proteins. So even according to the time, it should be mutter to do it, because it's not cleaning anything. Not cleaning anything. So maybe it's called a derech lichluch, or not a derech nikoyon, perhaps. That's what he says. Now, if you recall, what we saw before at the very beginning, pages and pages ago, I read you an expression, I'll read it to you again. The reason why he wanted an aser shriya sa'or in a cleansing solution, quote, tivam lahomis es ashumnim o lahalban es aksamim, doesn't apply to in this case. Why? Because the dust, we said before, is not dovuk, it's only on top. And the proteins are invisible. They are invisible. What I'm willing to concede, and here I do concede, watch this. Shifshuf Kal, he wants to say it's not the Shifshuf Ostra Polskin Ba'or. Okay. It's Bachutz, Notzos. Yeah, but there's some kind of some proteins on the outside. And the shifshuf made you remove it. Mistabesh yeshlochosh limona milashavshim esadosha b'shabbos. I agree. I'm masking to the chumrah. You don't have to do it every day, right? That on Friday night. Don't do it. That once a week. Don't use your fingers to press on the contact lens. I'm willing to have it to be mapping for the shabbos. Why not? It should be mapping every week. What? Now we come. Schita doesn't really absorb. What comes out goes to the whole discussion. If it's hard, it's not even shifshuf, we weren't even sure that should be true. Then he says, if it's soft, Begadol is not sure. If it's R, he still shouldn't, he claims he shouldn't put it into a cleansing solution. Okay, I don't know why exactly, 100%. If it's like R, you put it in water or saline solution. And then he says, it's not clear whether it's R or Beged. Okay, we can be mate, saline solution, based on the re, and maybe even Rabbi Natan as well, but don't have kavana. Okay. Now. And don't squeeze. Now Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua was asked this question, and he said, true by R, you don't say Shriyos is a kibusa. Okay. But Moshe, of course, we saw yesterday in Shir, and Thursday as well, Maposh of plastic doesn't go in right at all. But then Rabbi Moshe at the end of the day says, well, it's not Mefurosh in the Gemara, it's a Minchadosh. They didn't have in the previous generations. Better not to do what? Lo lishpoch biyadayim. Lishpoch? Can't be. Biyadayim bechozek. You shouldn't rub strongly. Just put it in water, bekalus, leishlakel, just a little bit like that. Okay, that you can understand. So here too. Here too. Okay. So what about our lenses? It's soft, so you shouldn't. Maybe it should be a problem. But he quotes the Rosh. But the Rosh says, it has to have beged shel lichluch. If I beged hushcha machmas levisha, o tashmish, v'kolshkei lov on the gamri, en loftinuf, el sheros lam yoser, Lo amina shazuki buso. That's the Rosh based upon the Re. The Rama quotes two deis. First says like the Rosh. We pass the first day. But say we should hachla for the second day if we can. But even the Machmirim, he says, there it adds something. But beget chodesh and meluba and called tzoko and kamachabit. He's saying a chidesh nifla. We spoke about this already last week. Rav Yashiv is assuming that even those who argue with the Rosh will agree in a case in which it's completely clean, that there's no din of Shios Nekibusa. Only if it's Hushcha Machmas Levishasa, it's blackened, even though there's no mud or dirt on it. So, Rav Yashiv, therefore, we can be Megil, but only when? It was in a Chumrah. If you clean it just before Shabbos, Lifnos Erev Shabbos, why? Because then it's as clean as possible when you take it off at, especially now, you just move the clock. So you put it just before Shabbos, it's 6 something at night. Go to sleep at midnight. So in those 6 hours, it's going to please still be as clean as possible. Then he quotes the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. Av beged she'en olav shum lichluch shriyasu kibuso afim libuno matzel mi'od. And therefore you can't put any water at all. Svarav's al tzarachim. In ba'ofen sha'beged noki v'ein lo shum tzarach v'tavadas b'shriyaso hare lo nase kan kol melacho ma'shayach inu shum sekresha. Abdenezer says a kash against him. So Rabosai, this would bother me. Abdenezer has a kash against himself. He's assuming until now, if you cleanse it just before Shabbos and it's now sparkling clean, no matter what you put it in, there's no easter of kibbutz, because it's sparkling clean. So then he says, but the Alter Rebbe is against him. Alter Rebbe is against him. Even if it's sparkling clean, it's still an Easter, potentially. In any event, so now they have this new thing called saline solution. You should do that. Okay? But you should also clean it before Shabbos, Rebbe Osai. I have a kasha. If he's against the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he thinks that it's clean, there's no possibility of Issa Libun, so why should it be also even in a cleansing solution? The whole vart was, according to Achmirin, a cleansing solution. You don't, there's no cooler by R. Why? Because it cleanses it and it does this and that. We thought that's not even true, really. But even if it's true, not if it's sparkling clean. So I don't understand exactly where Rav Yoshev Zal is coming from. It's coming from. In any event, Rabbi Osai, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshev in this matter. I don't know if anyone follows this opinion. I'm just letting you know. I mentioned a svara yesterday, which I thought, since don't bother putting this on the board, even I didn't ask him to, Let's see this inside. We discussed this issue yesterday a little bit. Let's take a look. Watch. Very brief. You saw this yesterday. I mentioned that. We have no screen. I read it to you yesterday. Yesh lodim hamutu lenachas mapas nylon and they shifshuf b'magav gumi u'b'mayim. You have a hard plastic tablecloth. You'll have a little water and you have those rubber. You see those things? What's the word for it in English? Call it a magav. A rubber. Scrubber, I'll call it a scrubber. A rubber scrubber, rhymes. A rubber scrubber, may you use it or not. Okay? Or rach, is a chiyuv kibbutz m'shavshef, or zebazay le'mayim. The Bialocha says that ben l'shavshef, or zebazay chayav, or ben l'shavshef, dover rachab, or kadeh l'nachos, also chayav. And the sub-post, we'll say, by our kosher, is a chiyuv kibbutz m'shavshef, gam l'kacherim, the word shiltis. Here too, mapas nylon, you should be allowed to do it. It's like, or, Rabbi Moshe says that nylon, he says, is better than or, ain't a bolei klal, not shaykh at all. Then he says, not sure. So Rabbi Moshe says, has to be mutter. Why? Otherwise, how can you wash your dishes? Your plastic dishes, Rabbi Moshe, they don't seem like plastic. No one ever asked to wash in plastic on Shabbos. I or kosher also with Rabbanan. Somebody says even a chatas, shiltas. Must be. Or is bolea mitzas. But plastic is not. So therefore, the same as if you wash a plastic dish, you can wash a plastic tablecloth. And if you wash these borla halonish litchos rayazu. It's a knockoff from Moshe's right. How? Watch. Yesh chiluk ben begodim lekelim. The chiyuv libun b'shabbos shayrak ben begodim. Ma'shegen bekelim. Ein shem libun olav klal. I says a pasuk o kli kol klior. Asher techabes. That's the din negoyim. Or the bar kibbutz. So Shabbos also or the bar kibbutz. But you can say a kli is mufka from libun. It's not machsheves like the mishkan. Oh, and Be'alocha compares it to what? Hair on your body. There's no issue of leaving, it's on your body. Oh. The Fizeh, look what he writes. Nylon al gabe ha-shulchan. Have a plastic tablecloth on top of your table. Ain't no kli. David can beg it. We treat it as a garment. A garment is a covering. This is covering the entire table. Maybe even covering the fancy tablecloth underneath it. And therefore, v'chayim mishum libun. Mash eke kli plastic. A dish. Kevin David kelim. Ain't be mishum libun. Rabosai. So I wanted to say yesterday that would be a heter for things such as nipples or pacifiers, because they're not garments, they're kelim. And I wanted to suggest that will be matter contact lenses as well. Come on, it's not a garment. Would anybody in this right mind characterize a contact lens as a beggar as opposed to a kli? Nobody. So if you hold from the Sif Chaim, it's another Svarot Rimekel when it comes to contact lenses, Rabosa. Okay. Rabosai, we spoke about a Gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Open it now. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, a very brief Gemara. We have to see the limitation upon a particular Isser, which the Gemara has, otherwise it's hard to move. The Gemara says as follows towards the top of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Lever, the last narrow line. Lever, to walk straight through a body of water. Zimnim dimitavson mani. He walks through the water, what's going to happen? His garments will get wet. Osinide schita. Here we are. Before Shigamara, the Gzeira, you may do schita. And the question is, Rabbi Osai, are there ever cases where we're not, the Gzeira does not apply? We look through Shas and Mishnah Berurah to find places where this Gzeira, Shem Yivol Neshita, does not apply. Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look at Bosai. Where do we find situations where perhaps this Gzeira was never said? So, the Gemara has a discussion over here. On that Memchesem and Aleph, a person was walking out with a Suder. The Rabbi gave him a Musar. Why is it that we call over here a parvanka? Rashi. Beged are also the frost al gigas shapros and also b'shabas. It's the Gemara. Hosam lo kapad alavei. Hacha kapad alavei. Zok Rashi. Lo kapad aleim shori b'mayim. Shur the kach osri. Lo osri de day schita rabosai. It's meant to be wet. We're not afraid he's going to be in violation of schita. It's meant to be wet. It's meant to be wet. Let's take a look at Rabosai in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Shin Aleph, Rabosai. Simen Shin Aleph. Siv Mem Vov. It says as follows. There's an Issa which gets it soon. Also, the Taltala. You can't even move it. Why? Shem Ayomu Deschita. What does that mean? Does the Mishnah Berurah Kufayin base? Hainu she'en rotsa shiyo b'mayim. Avala matloni ol sheshruyim tamid b'mayim. Ein lacha shemuta b'tiltu. If it's always underwater, he's going to always want to have it underwater. It's never going to be a problem. And there's never made a gzeira, Rabosai, of Shema Yisrot. Case number one. Right? Na machbir al meimav. Case number one, a second case of Osai, right here in the Mishnah Berurah. It says over here, "Mistapek Adam ba'aluntis umevia biyado." Where is that Gemara, Rabbi Osai? Kuf mem zayin emet beis. Give a look. We're skipping almost 100 blocks. Mem ches emet aleph to kuf mem zayin emet beis. Let's see what it says over there. The Mishnah says, on Kuf Mem Zayin and Alaf towards the bottom, it says, wow, HaRochetz V'mei Mara V'mei Tver V'nei Stapeg HaFilu V'eser Aluntios Lo Yaviyem Biyado. You can't even carry it. And if you carry it, next thing you know, you're going to squeeze it out. Rashi says, you bring it one after the other, lo nefishim mayim b'chol chad, all 10 towels only go up a little bit, afilu hacha lo yavim b'yada b'sof beis, so afilu ha'adein eruf, shema yishkach v'yishchad b'vo, you're going to forget the schita. Wow, see a tremendous chum, you can't even carry it. However, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, here, Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Hey. The Mechaber says that you actually may use an aluntis. Why? So either Gemara over here and Kuf Zayin and Al seems to be, the Mishnah seems to be Machmir. But in Amud Beis, Rabbi Osai, the Gemara seems to say that there is a room to be lenient in certain cases. Take a look if you want the first wide line from Zion of the base. Halacha, mestapeg odom baluntis, umevia biyodo lesov beso. Obviously, there's a special dispensation. Has a Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkot Kufay and Hay. After the Bavur Yel Ba'agod, the Yosel, the Taltel, Dover Ashar Ben Mayim, Shani Shachod, what the reason he gives? Kevin the Tiru Asipuk. We discussed this a few weeks ago. To leave your body wet, it's going to cause damage to the skin. So you have no choice. You have to allow him to wipe off his body. So writes the Magen Avraham. But the Rabbi said, Sefer Truma, no. Sipuk ba'luntis ol mikshev el kemayim muatim. V'lo gozru al tultula mishem shem yisot. Why? He says, because not Mayim Uwatin, rather, so the three Atayim over here. The first is Xerish in the Chom Labava. Can't help it. Second is Rabosai, Mayim Uwatin. Look at Sharatzi and Reishu Dal. The third reason is, you don't care if your towel gets wet. Towels are supposed to get wet, so it stays wet. It's a different towel. So three different coolers, all coming from the same exact source. All coming from the same source. How do you define, Rabosai? How do you define these terms? Mayim Uwatim, Mayim Rubin. So we saw in Shin Beis in the Ramah, Sif Tes. What do we see? Mutalasl of Mayim Uwadim, Lo Merubim, Shemi Yitzchot. Once again, we're talking about Shemi Yitzchot over here, the distinction between Uwadim and Merubim. But what's the definition? So there is a Mishnah Berurah in a different place. Keep your hand here in Shin Beis. Look to Shin Ches, Rabbi Osai. We have a definition of what's Uwadim, what's Merubim. Interesting definition. He says, in the context, it's a Kant Samagim. The context here in Sif Tazayin, about hanging up clothes on the line, a whole discussion of Sugya. So he says over here, it must have dried up before Shabbos. If it's Tofeach, Amanas, Latfiach, the Ben Ashmoshes, Osir, the Talta, the Chaluk, the Shabbos, Milis Gatsoy, a Muxa Sugya. It was Osir on Friday, Ben Ashmoshes. You know why? Because it was wet. How wet is wet? Tofeach amanas latfiach. What does that mean? It's so wet that something else touches it, it in turn can wet something else. Okay, A, B, C. A is so wet that if B touches A, B can make C wet. That's the definition of very wet. That's not considered so wet. That's the Pashup shot here in the Sukkah. Okay? Fine. Now, on both sides, there are a number of other cases where we're not worried about Shema Yisro. Toysen Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis said that the Gzeir Hashem Yitzchot is limited to what? To water. Doesn't apply to what we call Shamashkim. Doesn't apply to Shamashkim. Last line of Kufi Alf and Alf. Gabi Yai lo gazi mishim schita. Vesan te yai mesuj vint tamo. Shum te eno adam chosh le sohto. Kim nai ne schita eno yachol ana kosem recha vechazuso. Whenever it examines mishim schita when it comes to other mashkin. What does it say over here? I've also said Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Keep one hand and toast this Kufi Alf. Kuf and Beis of Beis. Once again, remember we had discussed yesterday that the Sefer Shalom said the entire Israel of here is Shema Yisrael. And yet when it comes to Or, there's no Shema Yisrael. No Shema, even if it gets absorbed a little bit, no Shema Yisrael when it comes to leather. What about for a mitzvah, Rabbi Osai? It's a mitzvah. Kuf and Aleph and Beis. What did it say over here? Yesh Loma, the mitzvah shining. Mitzvah is different. Some of those zeres were never said in the case of mitzvah, Rabbi Osai. And then we had the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on Kuf Mem Vov Omud Beis. On Kuf Mem Vov Omud Beis. Meet the Mishnah. Last narrow line. We should not shoot kill it, but that for my halat for him, Ben Achoshe. Why? Too much. It would be too difficult. Zeresh ain't the cholim. Lamodbo. It's impossible. It's impossible. Rabbi Osai. We'll call it a Shasatchak. Take a look at Mishnah Brewer, Rabbi Osai, here in Simon Shin Beis. Mishnah Brura. No. One second, I'm right. Shin Aleph. That's Shin Aleph. I think this comes up in Shin Aleph, I believe. Let's take a look. Shin Aleph. Siv Katan, Rabbi Osai, Kuf Samach Beis. It says in the Mechav, Mishanosh, Kelev, Amayim, Holach, Amen, Choshesh. Why? Shlo Osru, Al Adam, Al Begodim, Shalom, Shalom, Ay, Neshu, Kelev, Levad, Hu Lo, Shem, Tchila, Amal, Abraham, Hu Mestaber, Da Hainu, Dafko, Em, Ein, Lo, Begodim, Acherim, Rabbi Osai. It's the head of Shaz HaTzchak. He has no other clothes. If he had other clothes, Rabbi Osai, then we wouldn't allow him to do it. We wouldn't allow him. Go get your other clothes. Take a look at Sharat Tzi and Resh Gimel. If he has other clothes, Halamavula Kamam Ba'agod, the Begodim Ha'Beshriyim B'mayim Osla Tatlam. Don't be me right from the Mishnah. He has no other clothes. Was already wearing it from before. The kids and Nimrit, there's another leniency over here. Okay? Fine. And the final thing you see, Rabbi Osai, we saw yesterday, is the day before, the Mishnah Brura Siman Shin Yud Tes Sivkot and Samach. What happens is a small amount of water. Yesterday, Shir, a little bit on Thursday. A small amount of water. Small amount. If it's a small amount, we're not afraid. In Shin Yud Tes Sivkot and Samach. Behold, the no Oster, Mishum Shema Yiskot. Kema, the end of Nishum and Maimak, of a Muad mea Bege, and a Chaspiv, and a Choshish Lusokto. How do you like that? Small amount? There's no Xer. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Mordechai, take a look in Simon Tov Mem Aleph and Beis, a very brief comment. Which confirms what we said a few minutes ago. I have to share on the Rishonim as well as just in the Mishnah Brura. Here we go. Tov Mem Aleph and Beis on page Lamed Aleph in our print. Mistabek Oda Beis Alunus Slavim Yoda. Rezmi Mitz Omer Lomadim Mishnah Zu Tichol Dover Ashori B'mayim Also the Tablo. Zera Shema Yisot. Hushyesh Dover, Hushyesh also Dover, Shari Dover Shemakbid Shemakbid Al Memov. You have to be Makbid on Rabbi Osai. Otherwise not, Rabbi Osai. Fine. And as a matter of fact, there's no Zera when it comes to a towel. Kufem Zayin Abed Beis. Presumably why? Because it's EF Shalamaba. It's too hard. It's too hard to have people to worry about this. It's just impossible. It's too hard. That's what the Ran seems to say. Fine. Some interpret Rabosai. We saw before, it's a small amount of water, you know, makbar al meimav, as we saw. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I'll show you this problem. Watch this. Just show one, since you took the trouble to put on the board, show you one comment. Just one comment, you say. Okay, Rabosai, one brief comment. Tiltul beged rotov, zera schita. Okay. Quotes the Urayim, the Mordechai is to be found in Siman Tuf Pei Aleph. Let's take a look. Don't do a look. Let's look. Tuf Pei Aleph? That's what he says? Must be Tuf Mem Aleph. We just saw. Tell me what exists. We just saw Tuf Mem Aleph. Okay? And there are more quotes in Shin Aleph Sif Mem Zayin Ledina. Take a look again in Sif Mem Zayin. Shin Aleph, Rabosai. Sif Mem Zayin. We here before, see what it says. Chazar over. What does it say over here? The Rambam writes. What did he say?
No.
Can't, there is no Rambam in Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Zayin. This can't be. There's a lot of typos. The same was written very quickly. But there are occasional typos, more than most Svarim. The primer had to be some kind of a deadline. I was in a rush. Let's see what it really should be. Here we go. Mem Vav it should be. Mem Vav. Mem Vav and Zayim is Chalfin. Okay. What did I both say in Mem Vav? Also the Taltalein Shem Yavon De Schita Husha Makbet Al Meimav. Okay. This is the Yisod. Fine. That's what's found over here at Bosai in the Rambam. You can't even carry it. Right? The Mishnah Brewer writes over here in Sukkotan, Kuf Ayin Aleph. Os the Tal Dash Nishul Maim Rubin. Abak Shabole Maim Water, Lokashina, Shiavale Schita, Ukil Kamon, Simon Shin Beis, Sif Tes Vago. Very nice. Only a large amount at Bosai and not a small amount. We read a source only if Makbel HaMeimav, not Makbel HaMeimav. Okay? Now, talking about towels, let's go back here for a minute. Let's try this page, somewhere around here. Okay, Rabosai, watch. Watch over here in Sefer Orchos Shabbos. Watch. Watch. Mi sherochatz al tov b'mayim, ein lo mageves. He has no nebuch. He has no towel. Now what do you do? Achlokas haposkim. Can you wipe yourself off in a garment? Yes or no? Some say yes, And some say no. Now why are we makel when it comes to a towel? Why is a towel any different? So the Mogen Avraham is over here. It's based on the Ran. Take a look at both in the Ran we saw once before. Samach Beis and the Beis in the old print. Vaha. Samach Beis and the Beis in the old print. Vaha. Where is it in our print? Here we go. Page Kufai and Gimel. We were here once before, if you recall. Afilu Vaha the Katani. Why? Hiksharashba. Why? Schita, Memches. Kufyun Gimu. Vald. Yeshlomar. The Kavan. Shekol Aroch. Se Mistapkin. Imat also lo Mistapeg. Afat also Berchitza. Vievsha Shena Dabar Ome. Like an Enechom Lamaba. So writes the Ran. Okay, fine. The Mogen Avraham quotes it. Some say it's based upon Mayim Muatim. Some say not Machmad Amev. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. That's what the Urayim seems to say. And the question is going to be, well, what exactly is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch? Let me go back to where I just came from before for a minute. Watch this. Watch. Ramez Akasha. Mistapik Adam Baluntis from Mavia Biyada, Lachashina Shem Yisro. The Gra says, only Dover Hashem Makbal Amemov. Only Aluntis, because you're not Makbal, you're going to be wet. The Mogen Avraham says, no. Only Iev Shabalov Bechitat Duran. But the Tofos Ra'im says that the Ra'im is mashed like the Gra. Only Bedover Hashem Makbal Amemov. Aluntis is Ena Makbal Amemov. Wow. But the problem is, the Rambam and Shari Shonin don't quote this Gzera. They stop say, Mutter, this topic, Beluntis. Lo chilgo ben makpaname lo kereim. Rambam says nothing. How they learn, the maskona lo gazvina buklal shemi yischot. After dava shem makpaname of, either amo asers, the Shulchanok says nothing. Right? Because Shari Rishonim, a Mekel, they don't hold from the Uraim. Oh, so he wants to be Mekel. But Lemaise says, shift the father up. Rabbo says, not too much time left. There's no clock on the wall. It's dangerous. I'm going to show you one more Maramakam, and that's it. That's why I know I can't go late. Shmir Shabbos Lechos. Start with that, and then we'll have the end of the Shia. Again, tomorrow we're starting Chazara, Rabbo says, with the Malach of Borer. Please. Make sure you're prepared to try to chazer over to try to make some kind of a kinyan in these important malachas because they're all, everyone is borer, right? With dosh and schita and tochein and malach and losh and everything is lemais. Everything we spoke about is every Shabbos. It's not just things which come onto the yovel. We have to remember ourselves what we said. It's hard to remember. We've covered so much ground. But let's try to review a little bit to remember a little bit better. Here in Perek Tes Vov, there is a whole discussion how you take care of your clothes on Shabbos. Okay. Let's see. Where are the pages? Start over here. Okay. Shriya is also. Mifta say Tina Kasuyim gumi or nylon plastic. Shalo tofer bahem shum bad. There's not a single thread there. Became and tfura bechut misivim motivim. They're not even sewn together the parts of the plastic or rubber with natural fibers, etc. Mutal lishrosim b'mayim. Mutal lishrosim b'mayim, Rabosai. But if there's a little bit of some kind of a thread, it's a problem. It's a major problem. Okay? That's what he passes over here in Sif Vav, and a similar psak on the next page in Sif Tes. Once again, I wrote to Lishros, Mayim, because Be'asa Gubin Nala, Tafer Bechut Misivim Tivim. No, you can't put that the water in that particular pot. Why not? So in Lamed, he explains at the bottom. And if you have kavana to clean it, you have a big problem. Now, is that far-fetched? Or is it not far-fetched? So over here, in this sefer, although he's a lot of chumras over here, as we well know, here he wants to be a mekel more than the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosa. Look at that. Take a look at Rabosai, he discusses this very question. We have to worry about the little threads that are found in typical plastic or garments of this type. He writes as follows. These kind of... Kele Me'or, made from leather. Mutal Rochzim Amayim, even if there's a little bit of thread of cotton on the side. There's no Shriya. Why? Tfeil on the beged. Fedina on the libun kedina beged. Yesh machmirim bazeh. Chen roh lelik lemaisa. But he really thinks it's mutter migradin. Stimas haposkin. Hekilu bekliora v'minol. What? You have shoes with no thread? How well hold the shoes together? Right? Kol kliora v'minol. Yesh chutin letofo v'chen kesa shalor. The Mishnah, kuf ben beis. What held the pillow or the sheet that the mattress together. Had to be some kind of a ain't talking about who they are. What they use leather threads? Doesn't exist. Lo zira post can be made of clear or al chute atfira. Dinam echad. Why? As lina and buster Hashem shall I beg it. The beg it is or shriya sakli b'mayim and a chashuv al kibus. As I bottle a chut legabe a beg it. So the Shmir Shabbos is not more than it. Because the Shmir Shabbos is worried, well, maybe there's a little dirt attached to one of those pieces of thread. You have kavana to clean it. So machlokes and metzias. You put a leather shoe, you have kavana to clean the little thread that's between the piece of leather. I don't know. It seems to me that it's more likely that the Hilchos Shabbos is correct. That's what I thought. Rabosai. That's what I thought. So before we go back to Shemir Shabbos, I want to show you one more thing. We started today in the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah Shin Beis Zayin. I want to say Shin Beis Vov. The Lashon of the Ramah is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, a bit misleading. The Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim the Osul and Nair, Begim and Ovek Shalos, Rashi Shit the Maklov, Vitov Lachosh and Varov. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what do you mean Vitov? No. Medina Yesh Isur Bazeh. Why? Why is it Medina? Ki Harbe Rishon Holak Rashi. Look at the bottom. Yireim, Sefer Truma, Shiboli Aleket, and Smag, and the Rach, and the whole world holds like Rashi. However, Rabosai, notwithstanding that fact, that we should be Machmir Lechatchila, based on this Chumra of other Rishonim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kamesh Tisbach Adnei Rishona, Lehokai Deheni Yehudi, Uvifrat, Eikel Lefamim, Shukvot Abriyas Bezeh. You want to walk out in the street with a dirty garment. So you have a goy, remove it without water. That's what he says. A goy. What about a Jew? A Jew? Chalilah, a Jew? Watch this. A Jew? Do you hear it say a Jew? Watch what's going on over here. Watch. I had a goy efshel lahakel to rely on the mekilin. Oh, shemenake kalachayad ma'at avok be'etzpat sereda. What's etzpat sereda? What is it? What's an etzpat sereda? Shemati Rav Yoshev, Kol Anidom Shemenaka Beged Kedarko, Al B'Mokom Kvod Abrius Yochel Lenakas Kesem Koton Shel Avak Kilach Hayad Betz Betzreda, and so says the Kaf HaChaim Rav Osai. Could we get Kaf HaChaim? Can't, right? Shouldn't he be on the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch? I think so. Kaf HaChaim? What? Can they have the Kaf HaChaim? With Sephardi pride. With the Kaf HaChaim here. Outrageous. Anyway, I look up the Kaf HaChaim. I own the Kaf HaChaim, Baruch Hashem. There, he never used the word Kesem Kotan. He just said Kesem. He just said, you know, do Kalach HaYad. I didn't see how you define cotton and why you need cotton. But watch over here. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa talks about this as well. Watch what he says. Oh. Look what he says. Also, the Naira Allah says, Abib Ashallah. Ayin Tess. Mishnah Brewer. Medina Yesh Yisr, Aydei Noch Yesh Lahakel, Kavar Abriyas, Sir Shlomo Zalman said, B'mokam Shet Tzorach Olechas Ber L'Rechov, Avaloka Shayucha Levater Vakach. And in Mizbayesh Lelech Ben Abriyas, Yesh Lahakel Adei Yehudi? Why? 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 Maybe he means only, Shinu Kalach Hayad. It says at the end. He says, if it's Tov, I would say it's mandatory. Mandatory. Okay? Fine. But let's go a few more points over here on top and bottom. Watch. Achemu beged, shein regina lahakbala nekiono, muto lachvot bo biyad raka over matlis yavesha, o lenaro bima'at, til lahostim es ha'ovok, also the shafshafo, o lenaro b'chozak rav, or to use the mevreshes as a brush. He explained these things one by one, Rabbi Osai, on the bottom. What's pshat? Shemat Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Hachavita Biad Raka, is only the same as Niur, as opposed to, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, Menara Bechozik Rav, Muchach Shubeged, Shem Machbid Olav. That's a Chiddush. Then, the Gemara asks only if it's dark. He writes over here, no. Also, garments which he puts it over here, Rabosai. Shchorim o Kehim. What's Kehim mean? Ooh, a soldier. What does Kehim mean? Light or dark?
Light.
I thought he meant it means dark. What's Kehim in modern Hebrew?
Dark.
I thought it meant dark.
Bahir is light, I think.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Bahir
is light, right? And this is modern Hebrew. It could have been Faket, this is modern Hebrew. What's the pshat? Kevin Shaderach Lahakud Bohem, Mistaber the Dinam, Kishchorim, Loved Afka, Black. Oh, Nakat of the Wapachish, a Wapachish. Beget Shabederach Klal, Ain Baal of Machbid, Below Shogam Shane Anoki. Yeah, he walks around with a dirty big deal. El Shach Shavu Menarav Mekovet Shabbos, Omor Acher, Dino Kidin Beget Shane Machbid and Olo. Why? Where did he get it from? Amazing chiddush. We'll end with this. Shemash Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. The Gemara said, Rabbanan komenafzig limayu. Umashma, dikpidu lekvot Shabbos. Oh, amazing. He says that the Piskei Rin and the Sfasema say the same thing. At the Rabbanan, they were makbid. Why are the rabbis suddenly makbid on their garments? They tell us it's covered Shabbos. And what did my answer? No, we're not makbid. We were not makbid. You are makbid. Because we're not makbid 6 days a week. And we all makbid on the Shabbos, cover Shabbos Kodesh. It's treated as ain't no makbid. What a chiddush niflu. I wouldn't have said it on my own, but Rosh Hashanah is based upon Lashon the Gemara. So we'll end with this cooler Rabbah, so we'll stop here. And tomorrow we start the Chazar, we start the Shemayah, the Malacha of Boker. Okay.